You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Blue. ADL's Music Tools Collection offers you a chance to get your hands on some very uncommon, unusual, and fun musical instruments. The Music Tools Collection features musical gear that you can check out from the library, from such noted manufacturers as Moog, Korg, Miwa Denki, Bleep Labs, Chamber of Sounds, Critter and Guitari, and more. It's easy. All of this is available for no fee with your library card. If you don't have a card, stop by with your ID to get one today.
No, no, come on. You set a baby in the cradle and you go, big ass, black, and black, and black, and black, and black, and black, and black, and
black, Charles Manson. He was actually introducing the Two and Throat Singers on Dromedary Express. Come and join us uncover many other mysteries on Dromedary Express every Sunday, 11 till noon, only on WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
You're listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. My name is Paul. We're hearing now from the Claudia Quintet from their album 4, F-O-R. This is the track This Too Shall Pass. Before us, we heard DNA with Size, which I played off DNA on DNA, which is, I guess, kind of their discography or some sort of anthology. Although that track was on No New York, produced by Brian Eno. Before that, new music from the Miami Dolphins. We heard Speak Up from Water You're Waiting For. Zach Phillips with Ani Ivory Block. The track was 4 minutes to Play from the album How to Slip Away. Katherine Hepburn. That's Katherine with an E, not an A. The track was Dream Boy. The CD is Over Easy. She's a local singer-songwriter. Who was signed to the Neutral Zone's record label, Youth Own Records. However, I think she is actually relocated to Boston. But sometimes she comes back and plays shows around here. Before that, His Name Is Alive with Blues, or the first track with that title, from the album Emergency LP. Before that, Mini Dresses with Fantasy Nails from the self-titled album Mini Dresses. Demon before that with Amber from the album Nectar. Luzine with Tropopause Lost Cell Remix from Sensory Motor Remixes. Throwing Shade with Wonderful Sushi from the Beating Heart South Africa Volume 3 compilation EP. Island People with Waterway from the album Island People. Luraji with Sun Gong number 2 from Sun Gong, which is one of two new Luraji albums. The other one isn't out yet, but this was the shorter one. It's just like two sidelong gong pieces, and it's pretty awesome. And that's all I gotta say right now, because I don't have to read any concert information or events information. But I will read events information in 1 more hour, so just get back to music. Like I've said before, if you want to see Wire with special guest Noveller, and Flesh World at L Club on Sunday. 763-3500. I'll give you a pair of tickets to that show for free. Stay tuned. The answer is the Meet WCBN FM in order.
Calling from Radio Shack. Can I talk to the gentleman of the house from RadioShack.com?
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, I got a triangular printer that's brand new. It's a triangle, and it's prismatic. And I got one to talk to you about its own special. RadioShack.com.
You know, you're either jacked up on marijuana or pot. And I just traced your number, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
Hey, what's good?
Hey, this is Brent. What's up?
Who's this?
I'm Brent Bump.
Who the fuck is this?
My name's Brent Bump. Fixing to lift freaking weights up there.
Man, you're a fucking talker. I can't hear shit, homie.
I'm gonna start out lifting 25 pounds about 80 times. Then I'm gonna lift 75 pounds about 200 times. Then I'm gonna lift 200 pounds about 50 times.
And I don't give a fuck what you're about to do.
My body's gonna get so pumped up. I'm gonna bounce
you. Yeah, I give no fucks, homie. Shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna bounce you off.
What?
Yo, man, I'm gonna get pumped up and bump you around a little bit.
Nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Shut your bitch ass up, nigga. I don't know who the fuck this is.
I'm going to bump you onto the ground, man. I'm going to lift 200 pounds. All right. I'm going to pick
nigga,
you up.
Nigga, shut your ass up.
I'm going to throw you down. You got me?
Nigga, who the fuck is this, nigga?
My last name's Bump, and I'm fixing to pick you up and put you back down about 75 times. Oh.
Bro, shut your bitch ass up, nigga. I don't know who the fuck this is. So shut your ass up. Go call someone else. What's up?
Hey, man. You ready to feel my grip?
What?
I'm going to grip hold of you and pick you up about 80 times. Up, down.
Bro, shut your bitch ass up, nigga. Right. I'm about to fucking answer your calls, nigga. You're annoying as fuck. Shut your ass up.
I'm gonna pick you up, down, up, down. 75 times.
You dumbass nigga, man.
I'm gonna bump you up and put you back down.
Hello?
I'm Haywood with Food and Friends. How are you today, sir?
What?
I'm Haywood with Food and Friends. Grocery store. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Well, I got good. Some food right here. What? Excuse me?
It's just a promotion, sir. I wanted to let you know that...
I don't want to hear about it, okay? The only promotions I'm interested in is my guy... You know what? Who are you again?
You want to get a pen this time? Jot it down. My name's Haywood, okay?
Are you getting cute with me?
Oh, how are you today? I would like to hear you say, how are you today? I would like to hear you say...
Ah! Why do you let these people call?
I would like to say, you are not doing very good today. I'm by the entrance here at Food and Friends. We're going to be looking for some real candid responses about your weight, any odors you might have, and so forth, okay? So if you got a gumball
I don't know who
mouth,
you are. I don't know where you're from. I don't know how you got this fucking number. But if you ever show up at my fucking house, I'm going to blow your fucking brains out!
If you got a gumball in your mouth, just spit it out. This is time to make your voice count. Just skip the mush mouth business, okay, guy? Now...
Who are you?
Oh, another thing. Check out our insert in Hustler magazine this month for our 7, 8, and 9-inch fingerling potatoes. Okay?
No.
This promotion is just eating up back here. So peel them back, load them up, and just lick your lips. All right? And grip hold of our goodies like there's no tomorrow. All right. And remember, our sale price is firm. Real firm. You got me? All right. And over in aisle 9 here at Food and Friends, we got our compost heap fired up, ready to go. We need everybody to step up to the plate. Just dump your cabbage and your squash in the aisle and get hopping up and down. Just mush your mulch.
Are you still talking to me?
Right into the ground. Just smush your goop all up and down.
Who are you?
Up and down. We got people leaping all around. And we got a fractal cactus. We got a holistic medicine man on premise. I'm going to get with you a little bit later.
Hello? I don't know, but listen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, okay? I'll buy it. I'll whatever you want, however much. Just please, just leave me alone.
Okay. And just remember, the top of the guacamole is by far the creamiest. Okay, you go digging around any deeper than that, things get a lot chunkier and much, much chewier down there. Your chip won't fit. The thing will break off on you. You know, if you
Give me, please. Give me the guacamole and leave me the fuck alone! Mr. Haywood, I'm going to crack you in two, okay? Like a 2x4, okay? Like a fucking stump that a wood person cuts with an axe. You are fucking dead!
630 KHOW.
An iHeart radio station.
Hi, Tom Martino here. Welcome. 303-713-TALK. 713-8255. Grover's got a comment on that Rocky Mountain painting and the door jam with that woman. What's your comment there, Grover?
How, this lady had a house. She owned a house, she says. How do people like that get a house? She was so mealy-mouthed. I couldn't believe it.
So what do you, would you feel she was like, what, nitpicking?
She was on the air for 2 days. Oh, this guy's ripping me off, but I don't want you to talk to him. Well, be nice to him. Well, maybe I should talk to my dad. I don't know.
I missed that yesterday. What? She goes, if I put him on the phone, just don't yell at him.
I see.
Thank you, Grover.
Oh, wow,
Dan.
Wow.
Wow. Dan, what's happening? Dan? I don't hear Dan, so I'm just going to go.
Oh, shucks.
Skipper, what's going on with your cell phone?
Hi, I bought a cell phone new at the shop at Colfax and Potomac, right off Potomac there.
Now, you bought a new cell phone. Very seldom do people just buy a cell phone. They usually sign up with a carrier. Now, was this a store, a carrier, or just buying the phone?
It is a store called Big Mama's. I just bought the phone outright. It's a Motorola.
Okay, and what kind of phone?
Motorola Z-Force.
Z-Force. Is it an older one, or is it one of the newer ones?
It's one of the newer ones, and I'm hearing voices and beeping and crazy sounds, and when I call them, they say they're not responsible for the learning curve of the end user, but that's not what it's about.
Now, this was a brand new phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what carrier do you have?
AT&T, and it's going crazy. It's making noises and sounds, and it's freaking out. The phone is.
Really? And how are you at technology? Are you pretty good?
I don't know what's going on with this phone.
I don't know at all. I'm all right.
He's joking. You're joking me, bud.
Huh? No.
Come on, you just did that with your voice. How'd you do that?
Big Mama's is the one who sold it
again.
To me.
Do it again, Skipper. Make your voice go slow again.
Big Mama's is the one who sold it to me.
Make it go slower. How do you do that? Skipper, do you have a synthesizer?
I don't know. It's this
that
phone.
That is so cool.
I'm telling you, this
Skipper,
phone is whacked out.
Skipper, let me know how you're doing that. I want it for my phone. How are you doing it?
It's whacked out something fierce, I can tell you that right now. It's this
what
phone.
Is the name of the app you're using?
I went to Big Mama's on Potomac.
I want to know the name
Big
of that
Mama's.
App. Get it out of Daphne. Try to find out what app you use to do that since that voice that stuff. I like that. I imagine there are a number. Say, I'm looking up Z-Force Motorola. I don't even see one. Oh, yeah, I see one. There actually is one, but I thought he's not for real. He doesn't have a problem. That is pretty cool, though.
Hello, I'm here.
I am Messiah. I am the embodiment of God. I am divinity and humanity combined. I swear it. One day, by myself, I sat down in my chair, just relaxing, and then God said to me, "You are Messiah." I am Messiah. I'm very sensitive what God says to me, and I must obey my Father's instructions.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, is that you are not God, and that is heresy.
I am Messiah.
No, you are not. The Messiah is God, and you are not the Messiah. He came once, and that's all he was supposed to do was come once and handle the atonement, the resurrection, and fulfill the 250 prophecies from the Old Testament.
No.
How many have you fulfilled? How many have you fulfilled?
I was educated in your world. All
how
you
many
got.
Have you? How many have you fulfilled?
Well,
none.
No.
None.
No.
No. You haven't risen from the dead. You haven't healed the sick or raised the dead. These were all markers of the true Messiah, and the Messiah is God, the Eternal Son. You are not the Eternal Son. You are a creation made in God's image, but you are not the image of God.
It is a defining moment, and God's people.
Well, somebody has led you. Somebody has led you horribly astray in your thinking and in your heart. To say the things that you're saying is blasphemous.
We are naked and unashamed.
Well, naked and unashamed. What does that mean? Think about that. What that means? It means transparency. Naked and unashamed means God sees us as we really are.
Yes.
As stumbled, as a sinner.
Yes. Yes.
And Messiah was not a sinner. You are. I am. We are stumbled. You've gotten some bad information.
My dad said that he was God. And, well, it's a great honor to be that closely associated with Messiah. And to be somebody that he would count as one of his most intimate associates.
I'm sorry your father claimed to be God, because he was not. Because he probably made a very poor God.
It wasn't at my instruction or behest.
Oh, well, the instruction, you know, wherever you think you've gotten that instruction, it says there is a way that seems right unto the man, but the end leads in eternal death. Be very careful. You are setting yourself on a very slippery slope if you truly preach and believe what you're saying. Because if you truly believe what you're saying, that does not make it true. Yes. That's subjective.
I would have more authority to touch the soul than an MD would. MDs aren't prepared for what I've had to do.
Okay, I've got to go now. Thank you for your call.
Having sex was God's instruction.
And goodbye.
Having sex was God's instructions.
Technology.
What can it do?
Engineering for the environment in the new century, on now. Danger, ethnic digestion tabernacles, on now. Privacy robotic doubles, rolling rehab threat machines, reformulators, heightened insensitivity vehicles, erotic invisible empires, on now.
Aquified sonic tribulators, on now. Polytonal syntactic demulsifiers, on now. WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, on now.